Reading 3, January 28, 2022. Walt Whitman, Leaves of Grass, read by Greg Marquis. Children of Adam, to the garden of the world. To the garden the world anew ascending. Potent mates, daughters, not sons, polluting the love, the life of their bodies. Meaning in being curious here, behold my resurrection after slumber, the resolving cycles in their wide sweep having brought me again. Amorous, mature, all beautiful to me, all wondrous, my limbs in the quivering fire that ever plays through them for reasons most wondrous. Existing, I peer and penetrate still, content with the present, content with the past, by my side or back of me, Eve following or in front, and I following her just the same. From pent up aching rivers, from that of myself without which I were nothing, from that which I determined to make illustrious, even if I stand sole among men, from my own voice resonant, singing the phallus, singing the song of procreation, singing the need of superb children and therein superb grown people, singing the muscular urge and the blending, singing the bedfellow's song, O resistless yearning, O for any and each, the body correlative attracting, O for you who you are correlative body, O it more than all else you delighting, from the hungry gnaw that eats me night and day, from native moments, from bashful pains, singing them, seeking them, yet unfound, though I have diligently sought it many a long year, singing the true song of the soul, fitful at random. Renascent with grossest nature or among animals or that of them and what goes with them my poems informing of the smells of apples, of lemons, of the pairing of birds, of the wet woods, of the lapping of waves, of the mad pushes of the waves upon the land, I them chanting, the overture lightly sounding, the strain anticipating, the welcome nearness, the sight of the perfect body, the swimmer swimming naked in the bath, or the motionless on his back lying and floating, the female form approaching, I pensive, love flesh, tremulous, aching, the divine list for myself are you or for anyone making, the face, the limbs, the index, from head to foot and what it arouses, the mystic deliria, the madness, amorous, the utter abandonment, heart close and still what I now whisper to you. I love you. Oh, you entirely possess me. Oh, that you and I escape from the rest and go utterly off, free and lawless. Two Hanks in the air, two fishes swimming in the sea, not more lawless than we. The furious storm through me careering, I passionately trembling, the oath of the inseparableness of two together, of the woman that loves me and when whom I love more than my life, that oath swearing. Oh, I willingly stake all for you. Oh, let me be lost if it must be so. Oh, you and I, what it is to be, what is it to us, the rest, to do or think? What is all else to us? Only that we enjoy each other and exhaust each other if it must be so. From the master and pilot, I yield the vessel to the general commanding me, commanding all, from him permission taking, from time the program hastening. I have loitered too long as it is, from sex, from the warp, and from the woof, from privacy, from frequent ripenings alone. From plenty of persons near, and yet the right person not near, from the soft sliding of hands over me and thrusting of fingers through my hair and beard, from the long sustained kiss upon the mouth or bosom, from the close pressure that makes me or any man drunk, fainting with excess, from what the divine husband knows, from the work of fatherhood, from the exaltation, victory and relief from the bedfellows, embrace in the night, from the act poems of eyes, hands, hips, and bosoms, from the cling of the trembling arm, from the bending curve and clinch, from side by side the pliant coverlet off throwing, from the one so unwilling to have me leave, and me just as unwilling to leave. Yet a moment, O tender waiter, and I return, from the hour of shining stars and dropping dews, from the night a moment I emerging, fitting out. Celebrate, you act divine, and you children prepared for, and you stalwart loins. I sing the body electric. One, I sing the body electric. The armies of those I love engirth me, and I engirth them. They will not let me off till I go with them, respond to them, and discorrupt them, and charge them full with the charge of the soul. Was it doubted that those who corrupt their own bodies conceal themselves? And if those who defile the living are as bad as they who defile the dead, and if the body does not do fully as much as the soul, and if the body were not the soul, what is the soul? Two, the love of the body of man or woman box account. The body itself box account. That of the male is perfect, and that of the female is perfect. The expression of the face box account, but the expression of a well-made man appears not only in his face, it is in his limbs and joints also. It is curiously in the joints of his hips and wrists. It is in his walk, the carriage of his neck, the flex of his waist and knees. Dress does not hide him. The strong, sweet quality he has strikes through the cotton and broadcloth. To see him pass conveys as much as the best poem, perhaps more. You linger to see his back and the back of his neck and shoulder side. The sprawl and fullness of babes, the bosoms and heads of women, the folds of their dress, their style as we pass in the street, the contour of their shape downwards, the swimmer naked in the swimming bath, seen as he swims. Through the transparent green shine, or life with his face up and roll silently to and fro in the heave of the water, the bending forward and backward of rowers in rowboats, the horseman in his saddle, girls, mothers, housekeepers, in all their performances, the group of laborers seated at noon with their open dinner kettles and their wives waiting, the female soothing a child, the farmer's daughter in the gardener cowyard, the young fellow hoeing corn, the sleigh driver driving his six horses through the crowd, the wrestle of wrestlers, two apprentice boys quite grown, lusty, good-natured, native-born. Out on the vacant lot at sundown after work, the coats and caps thrown down, the embrace of love and resistance. The upper hold and the hair rumpled over and blinding their eyes. The march of firemen in their own costumes, the play of masculine muscle through the clean setting trousers and waist straps, the slow return from the fire, the pause when the bell strikes suddenly again, and the listening and the alert, the natural perfect, varied attitudes in the bent head, the curved neck and the counting. Such like I love, I loosen myself, pass freely and at the mother's breast with the little child, swim with the swimmers, wrestle with the wrestlers, march in line with the firemen, and pause, listen, count. 3. I knew a man, a common farmer, the father of 5 sons, and in them the fathers of sons, and in them the fathers of sons. The man was of wonderful vigor, calmness, beauty of person, the shape of his head, the pale yellow and white of his hair, and beard and immeasurable meaning of his black eyes. The rich and breadth of his manners, these I used to go and visit him to see. He was wise also. He was 6 feet tall. He was over 80 years old. His sons were massive, clean, bearded, tan-faced, handsome. They and his daughters loved him, and who saw him loved him. They did not love him by allowance. They loved him with personal love. He drank water only. The blood showed the scarlet through the clear brown skin of his face. He was a frequent gunner and fisher. He sailed his boat himself. He had a fine one presented to him by a ship joiner. He had fowling pieces presented to him by men that loved him. When he went with his 5 sons and many grandsons to hunt or fish, you would pick him out as the most beautiful and vigorous of the gang. You would wish long and long to be with him. You would wish to sit by him in the boat that you and he might touch each other. 4. I have perceived that it be with those I like it enough to stop in company with the rest at evening and enough to be surrounded by beautiful, curious, breathing, laughing, death flesh. Laughing flesh is enough to pass among them or touch anyone or rest my arm ever so lightly round his or her neck for a moment. What is this then? I do not ask any more delight. I swim in it as in a sea. There is something in staying close to. Men and women, looking on them and in the contact and odor of them, that pleases the soul well. All things please the soul, but these please the soul well. 5. This is the female form. A divine nimbus exhales from it from head to foot. It attracts with fierce, undeniable attraction. I am drawn by its breath, as if I were no more than a helpless vapor. All falls aside but myself and it. Books, art, religion, time, and the visible, and solid earth, and what was expected of heaven or feared of hell are now consumed. Mad filaments, ungovernable, shoots plays out of it. The response, likewise, ungovernable. Hair, bosom, hips, bends of light. Bends of legs. Negligent falling, hands all diffused, mind too diffused. Ebbs strung to the flow, and flow stung to the ebb. Love flesh swelling and deliciously aching. Limitless, limpid jets of love, hot and enormous, quivering jelly of love. White blow and delirious juice. Bridegroom night of love working surely and softly onto the prostrate dawn, undulating unto the willing and yielding day. Lost in the cleave of the clasping of sweet flesh day. Exquisite senses. Life let eyes pluck volition. Flakes of breast muscle, plant backbone and neck, flesh not flabby, good sized arms and legs, and wonders within there yet. Within there runs blood, the same old blood, the same old running blood. There swells and jets a heart. There are all passions, desires, reachings, aspirations. Do you think they are or not there because they are not expressed in parlors and lecture rooms? This is not the only one man. This the father of those who shall be fathers in their turns. In him, the start of populous states and rich republics, of him countless immortal lives and countless embodiments and enjoyments. How do you know who shall come from the offspring of his offspring through the centuries? Who might you find you have come from yourself if you could trace back through the centuries? Eight, a woman's body at auction. She too is not only herself, she is the teeming mother of mothers. She is the bearer of them that shall grow and be mates to the mothers. Have you ever loved the body of a woman? Have you ever loved the body of a man? Do you not see that these are exactly the same to us in all nations and times all over the earth? If any thing is sacred, the human body is sacred, and the glory and sweet of a man is the token of manhood, untainted, and in man or woman, a clean, strong, firm, fixed body is more beautiful than the most beautiful face. Have you seen the fool that corrupted his own live body? Or the fool that corrupted her own live body, for they do not conceal themselves and cannot conceal themselves. Nine, O my body, I dare not desert the likes of you and other men and women, nor the likes of the parts of you. I believe the likes of you are so to stand or fall with the likes of the soul, and that they are the soul. I believe the likes of you shall stand or fall with my poems, and that they are my poems. Man's, woman's, child's, youth's, wife's, husband's, mother's, father's, young man's, young woman's poems. Head, neck, hair, ears, drop, and tympan of the ears. Eyes, eye fringes, iris of the eye, eyebrows, and the waking or sleeping of the lids. Mouth, tongue, lips. Teeth, roof of the mouth, jaws, and the jaw hinges. Nose, nostrils of the nose, and the partition, cheeks, temples, forehead, chins, throat, back of the neck, neck slew, strong shoulders, many beard, scapula, hind shoulders, and the ample side round of the chest, upper arm, armpit, elbow, socket, lower arm, sinews, arm bones, wrist and arm joints, hand, palm, knuckles, thumb, forefinger, finger joints, fingernails, broad breast front, curling hair of the breast, breastbone, breast side, ribs, belly, backbone, joints of the backbone, hips of hip sockets. Hip strength inward and outward round, man balls, man root, strong set of thighs, well carrying the trunk above, leg fibers, knee pan, upper leg, under leg, ankles, instep, football, toes, toe joints, the heel, all amplitudes, all attitudes, all the shapeliness of the belongings of my or your body or of any of one's body, male or female. The lung sponges, the stomach sac, the bowel sweet and clean. The brain and its folds inside the skull frame, sympathies, heart valves, palate valves, sexuality, maternity, womanhood and all that is a woman, and the man that comes from woman. The womb, the teats, nipples, breast milk, tears, laughter, weeping, love locks, love perturbations, and risings. The voice, articulation, language, whispering, shouting, aloud, food, drink, pulse, digestion, sweat, sleep, walking, swimming, poise on the hips, leaping, reclining, embracing, arm curving, and tightening. The continual changes of the flex of the mouth and around the eyes. The skin, the sunburnt shade, freckles, hair, the curious sympathy one feels when feeling with the hand the naked meat of the body. Circling rivers, the breath and breathing it in and out. The beauty of the waist and thence of the hips and thence downward toward the knees. The thin red jellies within you or within me, the bones and the marrow of the bones, the exquisite realization of health. I say, there are not parts of the poems of the body only, but of the soul. Oh, I say now these are the soul. A woman waits for me. A woman waits for me. A woman waits for me. She contains all. Nothing is lacking. It all are lacking if sex were lacking or if the moisture of the right man were lacking. Sex contains all. Bodies, souls, meanings, proof, purities, delicacies, results, promulgations, songs, commands, health, pride, the maternal mystery, the seminal milk, all hopes, benefactions, bestowals, and the passions, loves, beauties, delights of the earth. All the governments, judges, gods, followed persons of the earth. These are contained in sex or as parts of itself, and justifications of itself. Without shame, the man I like knows and avows the deliciousness of his sex. Without the shame, the woman I like knows and avows hers. Now I will dismiss myself from impassive women. I will go stay with her who waits for me and with those women that are warm-blooded and sufficient for me. I say that these are understood and do not deny me. I say that they are worthy of me. I will be the robust husband of those women. They are not one jot less than I am. They are tanned in the face by shining suns. They are tanned in the face by shining suns and blowing winds. Their flesh from the old divine suppleness and strength. They know how to swim now, how to swim, row, ride, wrestle, shoot, run, strike, retreat, advance, resist, defend themselves. They are ultimate in their own right. They are calm, clear, well-possessed of themselves. I draw you close to me, you women. I cannot let you go. I would do you good. I am for you and you for me, not only for our own sake, but for others' sake. Enveloped in you sleep greater heroes and bards. They refuse to awake at the touch of the man, but me. But it is I, you women, I make my way. I am stern, acrid, large, indissoluble, but I love you. I do not hurt you any more than is necessary for you. I pour the stuff to start, sons and daughters fit for those. I press with slow, rude muscle. I brace myself effectually. I listen to you entreaties. I dare to withdraw till I deposit what has so long accumulated within me. Through you, I drain the pent-up rivers of myself. In you, I wrap 1,000 onward years. On you I graft the grafts of the best beloved of me and America. The drops I distill upon you shall grow fierce and athletic, girls, new artists, musicians, and singers. The babes I beget upon you are to beget babes in their turn. I shall demand perfect men and women out of my love spendings. I shall expect them to interpenetrate with others. As I and you interpenetrate now, I shall count on the fruits of the gushing showers of them, as I count on the fruits of the gushing showers I give now. I shall live for loving crops from the earth, birth, life, death, immortality I plant so lovingly now. Spontaneous me. Spontaneous me, nature, the loving day, the mounting sun, the friend I am happy with, the arm of my friend hanging idly over my shoulder, the hillside whitened with blossoms of the mountain ash, the same late in autumn, the hues of red, yellow, drab, purple and light and dark green. The rich coverlet of the grave, the rich coverlet of the grass, animals and birds, the private untrimmed bank, the private apples, the pebble stones, beautiful dripping fragments, the negligent list of one after another as I happen to call them to me or think of them. The real poems, what we call poems, being merely pictures. The poems of the privacy of the night and of men like me. The poem, this poem, drooping, shy, and unseen, that I always carry and that all men carry. No once and for all air avowed on purpose, wherever the men like me are not our lusty lurking masculine poems. Love thoughts, love juice, love odor, love yielding. Love climbers and the climbing up. Arms and hands of love, lips of love, phallic thumb of love, breasts of love, bellies pressed and glued together with love. Earth of chaste love, life that is only life after love. The body of my love, the body of the women I love, the body of the man, the body of the earth, soft forenoon, airs that blow from the southwest, the hairy wild bee that murmurs and hankers up and down, that grips and full-grown lady flower, curves upon her with amorous firm legs, takes his will of her, and holds himself tremulous and tight till he is satisfied. The wet of woods through the early hours, two sleepers at night lying close together as they sleep, one with an arm slanting down across the and below the waist of the other. The smell of apples, aromas from crushed sage plant, mint, birch bark, the boy's longing, the glow and pressure as he confides to me what he was dreaming, the dead leaf whirling its spiral whirl, and falling still and content to the ground. The no form stings that sights people object sting me with, the hubbed sting of myself stinging me as much as it ever can in anyone. The sensitive, orbic, underlapped brothers that only privileged feelers may be intimate where they are. The curious roamer, the hand roaming all over the body, the bashful withdrawing of flesh where the fingers soothingly pause and edge themselves. The limpid liquid within the young man, the vexed corrosion, so pensive and so painful. The torment, the irritable tide that will not be at rest, the like of the same I feel, the like of the the like of the same in a, like of the same in others. The young man that flushes and flushes, and the young woman that flushes and flushes. The young man that wakes deep at night, the hot hand seeking to repress that would master him. The mystic, amorous night, the strange, half-welcome pangs, visions, sweats, the pulse pounding through palms and trembling and circling fingers, the young man all colored red, ashamed, angry, the souse upon me of any lover, the sea is I lie willing and naked. The merriment of the twin babes that crawl over the grass. The mother never turning her vigilant eyes from them. The walnut trunk, the walnut husks. The walnut trunk, the walnut husks, and the ripening or ripened long round walnuts. The continents of vegetables, birds, animals, the consequent meanness of me, should I skulk or find myself indecent? Or find myself indecent, while birds and animals never once skulk or find themselves indecent. The great chastity of paternity to match the great chastity of maternity, the oath of procreation I have sworn my Adamic and fresh daughters, The greed that eats me day and night, and hungry gnaw till I saturate that, saturate what shall produce boys to fill my place when I am through. The wholesome relief, repose, content, and this bunch plucked at random for myself, it has done to work, I toss it carelessly to fall where it may. One hour to madness and joy. One hour to madness and joy, O furious, O confine me not. What is this that frees me so in storms? What do my shouts amid lightnings and ragings, winds mean? O to drink the mystic delirium deeper than any other man. O savage and tender achings, I bequeath them to you, my children. I tell them to you for reason, O bridegroom and bride. O to be yielded to you, whoever you are, and you to be yielded to me in defiance of the world. O to return to paradise, O bashful and feminine. O to draw you to me, to plant on you for the first time the lips of a determined man. Oh, the puzzle, the thrice-tied knot, the deep and dark pool, all untied and illumined. Oh, to speed where there is space enough and air enough at last to be absolved from previous ties and conventions, I from mine and to you from yours. To find a new unthought of nonchalance with the best of nature, to have the gag removed from the one's mouth, to have the feeling today or any day I am sufficient as I am. Oh, something unproved, something in a trance, to escape utterly from others' anchors and holds, to drive free, to live free, to dash reckless and dangerous, to court destruction with taunts, with invitations, to ascend, to leap to the heavens of the love indicated to me, to rise thither with my inebriate soul, to be lost if it must be so, to feed the remainder of life, and with one of fullness and freedom, with one brief hour of madness and joy. Out of the rolling ocean, the crowd. Out of the rolling ocean and crowd came a deep drop gently to me. Out of the rolling ocean, the crowd came a drop gently to me, whispering, oh, I love you before long I die. I have traveled a long way merely to look on you, to touch you, for I could not die till I once looked on you, for I feared I might afterward love you. Now we have met, we have looked, we are safe. Return in peace to the ocean, my love. I too am part of that ocean, my love. We are not so much separated. Behold the great rondeur, the cohesion of all. How perfect, but as for me, for you, the irresistible sea is to separate us. As for an hour carrying us diverse, yet cannot carry on diverse forever, but not impatient. a little space. No, I know you. I salute the air every day at sundown for your dear sake, my love. Ages and ages returning at intervals. Ages and ages returning at intervals. Undestroyed, wandering, immortal. Lusty, phallic, with the potent, original loins. Imperfectly sweet. I chanter of Adamic songs through the new garden of the West. The great city's calling. Deliriate, thus prelude what is generated. Offering these, offering myself. Bathing myself. Bathing my songs in sex, offspring of my loins. We too, how long we were fooled. We too, how long we were fooled, now transmuted. We swiftly escape as nature escapes. We are nature, long that we have been absent. But now we return. We become plants, trunks, foliage, roots, barks. We are bedded in the ground. We are rocks. We are oaks. We grow in the openings. Side by side, we browse. We are two among the wild herds, spontaneous as any. We are two fishes swimming in the sea together. We are what locust blossoms are. We drop scent around lanes, mornings, and evenings. We are also the coarse smut of beasts, vegetables, minerals. We are two predatory hawks. We soar above the look down. We are two resplendent suns. We it is who balance ourselves, orbic and stellar. We are as two comets. We prowl fanged and four-footed in the woods. We spring on prey. We are two clouds, four noons and afternoons driving overhead. We are seas mingling. We are two of those cheerful waves rolling over each other and interwetting each other. We are what the atmosphere is, transparent, receptive, pervious, impervious. We are snow, rain, cold, darkness. We are each product and influence of the globe. We have circled and circled till we have arrived home again. We too. We avoided but all freedom and all but our own joy. O Hymen, O Hymenae. O Hymen, O Hymenae, why do you tantalize me thus? O why sting me for a swift moment only? Why can you not continue? O why do you now cease? Is it because if you continue, because beyond the swift moment, you would soon certainly kill me? I am he that aches with love. I'm he that aches with amorous love. Does the earth gravitate? Does not all matter aching attract all matter? So the body of me to all I meet or know. Native moments. When you come upon me, you are here now. Give me now libidinous joys only. Give me the drench of my passions. Give me life, course, and rank. Today I go consort with nature's darlings. Tonight, to and for those who believe in loose delights, I share the moment midnight orgies of young men. I dance with the dancers and drink with the drinkers. The echoes ring with our indecent calls. I pick out some low person for my dearest friend. He shall be lawless, rude, illiterate. He shall be one condemned by others for deeds done. I will play a part no longer. Why should I exile myself from companion? Oh, you shunned person, I at least do not shun you. I come forthwith in your midst. I will be your poet. I will be more to you than to any of the rest. Once I passed through a populous city, imprinting my brain for future use with its shows, architecture, customs, traditions, yet now all that city I remember, only a woman I casually met there who detained me for love of me. Day by day and night by night, we were together. All else has long been forgotten by me. I remember, I say, only the woman who passionately clung to me. Again we wander, we love, we separate again. Again she holds me by the hand, I must not go. I see her close beside me with silent lips. Must not go. I see her close behind me with silent lips and her tremulous. I heard you song. I heard you solemn sweet pipes of the organ. I heard you solemn sweet pipes of the organ as the last Sunday morn I passed the church. Winds of autumn, as I walked the woods at dusk, I heard your long stretched sighs up above, so mournful. I heard the perfect Italian tenor singing at the opera. I heard the soprano in the midst of the quartet singing. Heart of my love, you too I heard murmuring low through one of the wrists around my head. Heard the pulse of you when all was still ringing. Little bells last night under my car, last night under my ear. Facing west from the California shores, inquiring tireless, seeking what is yet unfound, a child very old over waves towards the house of maternity. The land of migrations. Look afar. Look at the shores of my western sea, the circle almost encircled. For starting westward from Hindustan, from the vales of Kashmir, from vales of Kashmir, from Asia, from the north, from the god, the sage, and the hero, from the south, from the Flowery Peninsula and the Spice Islands, long having wandered since, round the earth having wandered. Now we face home again, very pleased and joyous, but where is what I started for so long ago? And why is it yet unfounded? As Adam early in the morning, walking forth from the bowers refreshed from sleep, behold me where I pass, hear my voice approach, teach me, touch the palm of your hand to my body as I pass. Be not afraid of my body. And reading 3.